Bob, what did you see that was going on with Sean tonight?
Just one of those nights where it didn't look like there was much life. They were getting some pretty good swings on him. Didn't look like he was fooling anybody. I think more than anything, though, running up close to 80 pitches in 2 2/3, that gets a little uncomfortable.
How was his control?
It wasn't awful, but it was more maybe middle of the plate, a little bit more up with some pitches that we're normally used to seeing.
For a team that's kind of been on the roll the way yours has been, having all these off days in the stretch, can that throw an offense up?
It's not great. I mean, you want to try to stay on a roll. Now we have 2 games here, and now we have another off day, but it's not an excuse. I mean, there are times during the season where, you know, you'd welcome the off day, especially a little bit later in the season.
I know Chris Davis was able to get that homer off Hill, but what was he kind of doing earlier on that was kind of giving the offense a little trouble?
Well, he's throws a lot of breaking balls, and it's a tough breaking ball to track. You know, he can throw it back foot, he can throw it for a strike, he can throw it back door. And then he kept us off balance, at least early on, with a few more fastballs maybe than we were expecting to see. But he's got a lot of deception in what he does, and his breaking ball is one of the tougher ones in the league to track.
Jed Lowry's been slumping a little bit since the All-Star break. Is anything you notice, or is it just kind of the ups and downs of the season?
Yeah, I think it's more just that. You know, he was so hot for a while in the first half, too, and, you know, no one went through a tough period and came back and got through it, swung the bat well, and I think it's just more kind of the way the season goes up and down some.
I know Sean's pitched well at a lower velocity this season, but right. When you see a couple of those 88s, is that kind of a red flag for you guys when you see that?
It is when you're throwing that many pitches that early in the game. You know, that's part of it too. You know, we've seen him have success at 88, 89, but couple that with the fact that it was a bunch of pitches that are making him work. You know, it was hard for him from the very beginning. So, you know, I think he'll get an extra day next time around. Hopefully that'll be better for him.
I know you don't usually like to sacrifice hitters, but in the fifth inning, you have one hit, and then you have 2 runners on for free. Is there any thought there of bunting Lucroy?
You know what? Maybe if you bunt him over and we have a potential tying run, you know, we're still down 3 at the time. You know, against left-handed pitching, Luke's been pretty good for us, and he's actually driven in some big runs for us. So, you know, for me, when we bunt, it's when we need a run. We needed more than a run there.
I know the bullpen was, you know, had a day off, but for Pagan to go 2-2 and whatever he did, how big was that just for the bullpen?
Yeah, this was a game we had to cover. We haven't had to cover something like this in a while. And, you know, everybody did a nice job coming in, really. I mean, Kelly did a nice job keeping it there, too. You know, Pete Petit only gave up the run. Pagan was terrific. You know, when you're covering as much of the game as we had to, and you only give up 1 run, bullpen's doing their job.
Thank you.